The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
You're listening to the VPM Daily Newscast, the recap of today's top stories in Central Virginia.
From the VPM Newsroom in Richmond, I'm Kim Strother. The LEGO Group announced Wednesday that it will help plant more than 1,400 native trees at several Chesterfield County parks. During a Rockwood Park event, Vice President Preben Elneff said investing in the community is part of LEGO's DNA.
We are interested in the nature in the community, the people in the community, the kids and all of that. So therefore, it's pretty normal for us as well to invest in the community.
The $700,000 donation comes a year after the company gave more than $1 million to several area nonprofits, including the Boys and Girls Club and the YMCA. The carbon neutral factory in Chester is set to start manufacturing Lego bricks in 2027. Henrico County's Board of Supervisors voted Tuesday to help fund a Richmond initiative aimed at supporting the region's unhoused population. The county will send about $800,000 to the Salvation Army and the service agency Home Again, according to WTVR. That money will come out of the county's general fund. Richmond said it's spending about $4 million to run a year-round shelter. Hanover and Chesterfield counties were also asked to support the efforts. Hanover declined, and Chesterfield has not announced a decision. More than 600 people in the region are homeless, according to a winter point-in-time count. Hanover County marked its progress Tuesday on a portion of the Fall Line Trail. About $241 million in federal, state, and local funds for the $400 million project have already been secured. VPM News reporter Lyndon German has more.
Within the next month, Hanover will start construction on a 5-mile portion of the 43-mile trail that connects 7 localities from Ashland to Petersburg. Hanover's work is expected to be complete in 2026. County Administrator John Badeski said he's proud of the partnerships built across the region that have helped move the Fall Line Trail project forward.
We are excited that we are able to provide a product and a regional project that will serve all members of our communities.
Chad Parsons, Executive Director of the Central Virginia Transportation Authority, said the region's committed to completing the trail.
Today is the time to pause and celebrate what we've done so far, but please continue to advocate and seek the additional funding that's necessary to complete the full 43 miles.
About 20 miles of the trail is expected to be under construction this year, and the project is expected to be complete by 2030. Lyndon German, VPM News.
Richmond City Council this week approved additional incentives for CoStar, the real estate data company constructing a 26-story building downtown. The plan funds a portion of CoStar's taxes over 10 years, according to the Richmond Times-Dispatch. For the first three, the company will be refunded 75% of its new real estate taxes and all new business property tax. The refund rate will be lower in following years. CoStar employs more than 1,000 people in Richmond and is valued at more than $30 billion. It also recently announced plans to purchase a 3D tech company for $1.6 billion. The Virginia Military Survivors and Dependents Education Program provides financial assistance to certain families in the Commonwealth. A bill passed by the state Senate would have changed some eligibility requirements. The legislation was continued until next year, but the language wound up in an earlier version of the state budget proposal. Governor Glenn Youngkin recently spoke about finding funds to continue the initiative.
I think that in the final budget, we will land in a very, very comfortable place to make sure that this program continues. We had $20 million of support being funded out of the general fund for this program, which is the first time that this program has had general fund support.
In the 2022-23 school year, $65 million in aid was dispensed through the program. A separate proposal calling for a study of the program was also continued until the next legislative session. A federal judge has dismissed a Railroad Association suit challenging a Virginia law that allows internet service providers to hang fiber across tracks. The Association of American Railroads doesn't have standing to sue, Judge David Novak said, though rail operators Norfolk Southern and CSX can refile certain parts of the suit, according to Cardinal News. That includes questions around sovereign immunity. When passed, the state law was intended to help expand access to high-speed internet in rural areas. The General Assembly recently rejected Governor Glenn Youngkin's amendment to a bill that would have helped guarantee access to contraception. Youngkin told reporters this week that he's working on a response.
I firmly believe that Virginians have a right to contraception. I also believe we have to protect our constitutional rights, particularly under our First Amendment.
Youngkin's amendment had weakened the protections in the bill. He said he could take actions other than signing or vetoing the legislation, but declined to specify. This has been the VPM Daily Newscast.
Some of these stories may have changed since the newscast was recorded. You can stay connected to what matters by heading to vpm.org/news or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at MyVPM. VPM.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.